Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry, Inc., a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. John chapter 11, verse 49 through 54. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being a high priest the same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, into the city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. John 12:37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of the world, and now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Isaiah 13, verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Joel 1, verse 15. Ill is for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Joel 2:11, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Amos chapter 5, verse 20. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and at some point in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt from the fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, have rejected their only means of salvation, Christ. First event is the day of Christ. Matthew chapter 13, 24 through 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will go tell the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. The wheat are those who will be in the rapture, the day of Christ. The tares relates to the apostasy we just read about. The Pope is gathering the tares right now in bundles to be burned at some point. The Pope says we don't need Jesus Christ. All go to heaven regardless of what they believe. Jesus made a promise to believers. Notice that when I'm referring to now is not the day of Christ. The day of the Lord begins with the Feast of Trumpets, also called Rosh Hashanah, when Jesus puts his bride in what the Bible calls the barn, where she waits for 7 years, the end of the tribulation, for the wedding to the bridegroom. Jesus Christ, in other words, the day of Christ, the rapture, the barn is his Father's house. Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. Until next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.